Shalom, baby. Hi, this is Reverend Ken Blanchard of the Urban Shooter Podcast. Just for fun, come on and check out the original Black Man with a Gun. UrbanShooterPodcast.com.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddix, and this is episode 261, The Throwaway Wallet. This week is a special request by Jesse from the Facebook page. He suggested that with the types of crimes being reported these days, that I revisit the subject of the show's very first episode, Throwaway Wallets. Since we're coming up on our 6-year anniversary, I figured it wasn't such a bad idea. The topic is also one of our most popular, and it seems to really hit home with folks. Since we've had a lot of new listeners subscribe to the show, I'll try to summarize my background a bit. I have a master's in adult education and training, and in addition to teaching martial arts, firearms, weapons defense, and professional security officers, I've also published a couple of books, written over 40 hours of interactive online training materials, and I've written a column for Taekwondo Times magazine for the past 4 years. I've included the subject of throwaway wallets nearly everywhere, even in the magazine, because I really think it's valuable. I literally do not leave home without mine. I first became painfully aware of the need for an item such as a throwaway wallet when I was only 10 years old. I'll give you the short version of the story here. You can go back to episode 1 for all the details. So briefly, my father was mugged and his wallet was stolen. In addition to the normal things in a man's wallet, including a driver's license with our home address, there was a receipt for a vacation rental. My family was going on a weekend trip over Memorial Day weekend, so because of what was in my father's wallet, the thugs had our home address and a time when we were going to be gone. So, as you might have guessed, while we were away, they drugged our two dogs, stole my mother's car from the driveway, burglarized our home, and then burned our home to the ground to eliminate any evidence. After a nice weekend away, we returned to our burnt shell and had to reset our lives from scratch. No, there was no fire insurance. Because of where we lived and the annual threat of brush fires, insurance carriers refused to issue fire coverage. We lost everything but our lives and the clothes on our backs. So where did all this start? My father's wallet and what he carried in it. Years later, when I was studying under Jim Wagner, he presented the idea of the throwaway wallet to prevent our exact type of tragedy, and I immediately fell in love with the idea. I'll now share the concept with you. The premise is pretty simple. Carry a second wallet filled with misleading items that you hand over to a mugger. I know it sounds like a major inconvenience, but take a moment to think about what you carry in your wallet. You carry driver's license, credit cards, cash, membership cards, driver's insurance, health insurance, receipts, and pictures of your kids. That is a whole lot of data about you. Your name, address, driver's license number, credit card numbers, and pictures of your family. All that is tied to a potential monetary value based upon the cash on hand, the type and number of credit cards you own, your recent purchases and their costs, the year, make, and model of your car from your car insurance slip, and your neighborhood. Now this dangerous criminal who has just held you up at knife or gunpoint, or picked your pocket, has a lot of personal information and your home address. Now, in today's high-tech world, you might be thinking identity theft, but that takes a lot of sophistication, and the average thug on the street might not have the capability to fully utilize the information. So he might sell it to someone who can, or just toss the junk into the nearest storm drain. And I would suggest hoping for the storm drain. The worst possible situation is if this thug decides that you're a soft target with a lot of nice things that he could sell quickly for a decent profit. So when you're away at work, or at worst, when you're at home sleeping, he breaks in and also burglarizes your home. A throwaway wallet is a decoy with real money. It contains no personal information about you, but it has enough real money so that he hopefully won't stick around to physically attack you. Many people who read or hear me speak about this want to use fake money. No, You want real money and enough money in your throwaway wallet to make it believable. Monopoly money, fake, or toy money is easy to spot. You want this jackass to go away and leave you alone, without any means to track you down again later. That is why the money has to be real. So how do you build a throwaway wallet? Well, first, it must be convincing. Use an old wallet, something already carried and broken in. If you don't have an old wallet lying around, check out eBay, Amazon, or even the local garage or yard sale for wallets. You can probably find some pretty cheaply. Next, it must contain convincing items and some real money. Stock it with items such as pictures of other people's kids that you don't know. You know, download some pictures from the internet. You can go to Flickr.com or images.google.com. At least $35 in cash. You know, maybe a 20, a 5, and a 10, and some ones. Now, again, don't be cheap here. If it doesn't have enough, you could aggravate him and you might make things worse. Receipts with no material traceable to you. Now, receipts from places you've traveled to are best, which means not from your hometown. Sample credit cards. I love this one. You finally have a use for all of those pre-approved credit cards. Put the sample card in, with your name here, into your throwaway wallet. And also include business cards from random places you've been to. And again, these should not be from your hometown. The goal here is to make the wallet look legitimate at a quick glance. Your robber is not going to take the time to carefully examine everything. He just wants your wallet and a quick check for cash, and he's out of there. Give him what he wants and let him be on his way. It's safer for everyone involved. He gets a little cash, you keep your personal information protected, and everyone walks away unharmed. An alternative to a wallet is using a money clip. Now, these can be newer and, when properly packed, be as good as a wallet. I actually use a money clip as my daily carry throwaway wallet. Now, women have a different problem in that they're most often carrying purses. When a criminal demands property from a woman, they generally demand the entire purse rather than just a wallet or money. So for women, it's more convenient to carry a throwaway item. This is not even considering that a woman's outfit isn't necessarily cut for real pocket use. One solution is to make the entire purse the throwaway item. Women can carry their cash and credit cards and ID in a man's type wallet or money clip and store miscellaneous goods and carry all items in the purse. Another thing is not to carry your keys, house, or car in your purse. If they get your purse, they literally have the keys to the castle, not just the address. When I travel, we go to sporting events, or even just the flea market, basically any place that there will be crowds, I fill my throwaway wallet with extra money. I then pay for much or all the purchases from the fake wallet. I do this to make the fake wallet look legitimate. If I'm being followed or targeted for pickpocketing or robbery, and I don't know it, they will see the fake wallet and believe it to be my only wallet. That helps sell it. Second, it only has some money, not all of it, so if I do lose it to a criminal, I won't lose everything. And finally, of course, all the benefits of using a fake wallet come into play at that point. So that will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at palladiumonlinesecurity.com for all the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense tip or comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. The Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.